Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think we do have the right person to start today's show off, though, in terms of basking in something special that happened. Steve Kerr is brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected, protected, and entertained. And Steve, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We really do appreciate it. It happened. It happened in a win. It happened in back-to-back games, so double congratulations on that. It happened at Madison Square Garden. All the three-point dignitaries were there. It was a hell of a show. It really, really was. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, it was an amazing night. Very emotional. And, you know, it's great to win the game. You want to make sure you win the game that you're celebrating somebody's individual accomplishment. And so to be able to do that, as Steph basked in the glow of all that love from everyone in the crowd and all of his teammates and everyone, who was there for him, family, friends, it was an amazing night.
So did you and your team, Steve, know that the game was going to be paused for a little bit of an on-court ceremony in a moment to bask in it? Because it felt like, just as a viewer sitting at home and watching it, it was very organic, and it didn't seem overly planned. It didn't seem like anyone had the right stage directions. The moment allowed itself to actually breathe. Did you have any idea that the game would be stopped?
Well, we were planning on taking a foul, which we did, and then taking an immediate timeout. So what we didn't know was that the timeout would be a 3.5-minute timeout, and that's longer than normal. But given that it was a national TV game, TNT could control the length of the timeout a little bit. I wasn't aware of any of that before the game. The timeout was taken. I saw the clock went to 3.5, and they started with the music, and it was great. I mean, it was just a chance for Steph to soak it all in, for all of us to just appreciate him and to appreciate the scene, the moment itself. Just an incredible few minutes, following that amazing shot.
As a coach, when you sort of realize, okay, there's going to be a stoppage, I mean, you probably could have guessed there would have been one. Is there any part of you that worries, how long is this going to be? Or do you just go, it lasts as long as it lasts?
You don't really worry too much about that. I mean, my only thing during the timeout was I asked Steph, do you want to come out? I mean, I saw him crying a little bit, during the timeout. Everything was happening. He was kind of holding his head in his hands, just taking the moment in. And with his new rotation pattern, we take him out around the 6-minute mark anyway. And so I asked him, I said, you want to come out now instead? And he said, no, I'm good. I want to go back out there. And he went out. It almost felt like a weight had been lifted from his shoulders, because the first possession, he was flying around on defense. He made a steal. He pushed the ball to the floor. So he looked great, after that shot went in. I think there was definitely a sense of relief.
Is that the most of that sort of combination of emotions that you've seen from him? That's the sense of joy you knew was going to happen, but the sense of relief, did you get a sense that in some small way it was starting to wear on him?
I don't think it was wearing on him. You know, there's not much that can get to Steph. I mean, it's part of his secret. It's just how even keeled he is, and never lets too much bother him. So I think while he was enjoying these last couple of weeks, there was some stress. I think our team has not played very well. Frankly, I think we haven't moved the ball as well. Our assists were down. I just think we were a little impatient as a group, and that was maybe wearing on Steph a little bit. So it's good, good that we've got it behind us. He's got it behind him. Now we can just focus on getting back to playing at a high level and continuing to try to win games.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Now, did you guys have a little side action in the locker room about how it would go down? And did anybody put any cash on Wiggins will kick it from the low post for the record assist?
I don't know. Maybe the players had some action going, but we didn't as a coaching staff. We were just preparing for the game. It was such a strange game, too, given that we flew in that day, with the airplane troubles the night before. We didn't get much time for, game planning and preparation. So we were all kind of, trying to scramble and prepare for the game itself. And when it happened, it was quick. I mean, Steph came out of the gates firing and, two quick ones, and it was over. And so more than anything, it was just kind of nice to be able to settle in and focus on the game.
I know for a fact that you're always giving the spotlight to your players, and you have assumed very little credit for things that you have played a huge, huge part in. One of the things that bothered me about the coverage, Steve, is that as the NBA was sitting there, as all broadcasters were anointing the great three-point shooters, it felt like you got left out of that conversation. You retired and still do own, I believe, the single greatest three-point shooting percentage in NBA history. Should Steve Kerr gotten a little bit more attention in the last couple of weeks?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Being the coach of the Warriors has given me plenty of recognition. So I appreciate the. Appreciate the thought, but I'm doing fine.
Look, we're going to talk some basketball here and other things that are going on with you and the team and everything. But one more note, you rode with Jordan. You saw how a star can win over a Madison Square Garden crowd. It's a unique thing when that happens. Jordan, Kobe, the greats have been able to do it. Did Steph take that to a level that not even Jordan did last night? It feels like that is when we talk about measuring these two guys, I don't think there's ever been universal praise for a player like there is Steph Curry. Not Jordan, not no one.
Well, with Jordan, I mean, for me it was different because my experiences in the Garden with the Bulls and Jordan were usually, big, huge games.
Right, intense. It mattered.
Yeah, the games mattered. The Knicks were really good during the 90s. There were several playoff series. And, the fans in New York, what you love about them is they know the game. They appreciate the game. And they love their team. I mean, the Knicks are a huge part of the fabric of New York. So back then, there was an appreciation for MJ, but there was also a rivalry, a big-time rivalry. And they were cheering for their team, but there was an anticipation, every time he caught the ball in the Garden that was very similar to, when Steph was catching the ball last night or any of the times that we've been here over the years. So I think Michael and Steph share that quality, not only in the Garden, but all over the league, where people are literally buying a ticket to see them play because they know how special those two guys are. You see more Steph and Jordan jerseys, in the stands than any other road player. Back in the day, there'd always be, a couple thousand red 23 jerseys sprinkled into the home crowd. And the same thing now. I was walking out of the Indiana arena the other night. And the really nice guy, an usher, who was walking me out to the bus, and he You know, it's a good thing that our colors are blue and yellow, too, because there were about 10,000 Warriors jerseys in the stands tonight. But I don't think anybody could have noticed since we're blue and yellow, too. So that's the effect that Steph has. That's the effect that Michael has.
You said a minute ago that you don't think you've been playing very well lately. Are you talking mostly about offense? Because it looks like you've defended at a very high level for the last six or seven games in particular, even the one in Philadelphia where you lost. Is it offensive rhythm? Do you think that maybe the chase for Curry's record might have impacted the way other guys on the offensive end played a bit?
Yeah, I think it's rhythm. I mean, you know, you always have to look at the process and you, when you watch the tape, you can kind of determine, all right, was our process sound? Were we getting good shots? And for the most part, our intentions have been really good, but the ball has not been going in until late in that game last night where we made a bunch of threes kind of over the last 6 minutes. The ball hasn't gone in, and when the ball doesn't go in, the game just gets a little clunky. But what holds up is defense. Defense always holds up, and that's why, you know, over the previous six, seven games, as we haven't shot well, we've still been able to win, I think, four of our last seven, you know, which for us this year isn't great, but if you shoot as poorly as we did over seven games, you win four of them. That means your defense is doing pretty well. So that's the great thing with this year's team is the defense is there every night. And I'm confident now that, you know, we're going to find our offense. It'll come back around. And I do think the record has kind of been looming over us, and maybe that had an effect.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here with Damon and Ray on 95.7 The Game. So, you know, it has officially happened. We've counted. You have been Steph's head coach for 2,333 of his 2,974 three-pointers now. And being a three-point specialist yourself throughout your career, how perfectly matched are you and he as coach and player?
Well, yeah, it's been a great combo. I mean, clearly for me, I mean, any coach would love to be paired with Steph Curry because he makes it so easy to coach a team. You know, he just sets a culture with the way he carries himself day in and day out. And I think the pairing is good, you know, strategically too, because I really learned the game, you know, from people like Greg Popovich and Phil Jackson, who really valued ball movement. The triangle is all about a five-man game, ball movement and player movement. And, you know, Steph is what makes him so unique is his off-ball movement, you know, off-ball cutting and his ability to make threes in any fashion out on the floor. And so I think we've been a really good fit together in terms of the way we both see the game and the way we kind of feel about how it should be played. And I know that there are a lot of coaches who would love to be in my shoes, so I've just been incredibly blessed to be Steph's coach here over the last 7.5 years.
Not to down the mood, but the NBA's biggest story other than Curry this week has been COVID. And, A, are you really anxious to get off the road more than normal? And are you getting any indications that there are going to be different and more stringent protocols for all the teams now that it looks like we're having another spike?
I haven't heard anything from the league or through, you know, our training group in terms of extra precautions that the league is asking us to do. But, you know, we've talked to the players. We're asking them to be really careful. You know, tonight is a night where we had the day off. We're in New York. You know, we know guys are going to be out. So we're just trying to make sure everyone is being smart, wearing a mask, and trying to avoid, you know, big gatherings in cramped spaces and all that. So that's all we can do, but it has been very alarming, you know, the last week or so, just seeing all the cases across every sport. It seems like more and more players and teams are being affected every day.
And it just feels like, you know, because of the testing that is so rampant in the NBA, it's a sample of maybe the American population that is about to now follow suit. And that's the scary thing. Like, you know, sports is the mirror or microcosm of society. Who knows what this spread is like and what it could actually do with the holidays coming up. So, yeah, getting back to San Francisco is certainly something we're looking forward to seeing all of you return. Because Steph played in Indianapolis and has not sat in back-to-backs, is that possibly a reality for Steph, for Draymond, maybe Porter, Iguodala, the likely suspects, as you're looking at another back-to-back this Friday in Boston and then Saturday in Toronto?
Yeah, it's always a possibility, and you know, we have to be careful with all of our players. And as you guys well know, you know, we have a lot more information these days. We've gotten a lot smarter than we were 20 years ago. If a player needs rest, then we're going to give it to him. Usually comes when a guy is banged up, when he's tired. You can feel it, but we have ways of measuring that too. So those are all things that we talk about with the training staff every day, pretty much. And good thing is, you know, Steph, Draymond, all those guys who have, you know, played big minutes, played most of our games this year. They've, you know, knock on wood, they've been healthy and they look great, they feel great. So we're in a pretty good place, but we definitely have to be mindful of getting them some rest.
Are those decisions that you make, say, closer to game time, maybe the day before, or do you say I have what baseball managers have when they're writing out their rotations, which is sort of loosely penciled in, this guy's going to go this day, this guy's getting a day of rest here. How far ahead do you plan if you need a load maintenance day?
Well, it's really up to the training staff. You know, they're going to make those decisions. And so I will meet with Rick Celebrini frequently, and we'll look at the schedule kind of, you know, every week and see how the week is going to map out and then try to plan it from there. But then a lot can happen too. You know, you never know how a game is going to go. And we might not plan on giving a guy a rest, and then all of a sudden we play a triple overtime game and he plays, you know, 48 minutes. Like, you know what, maybe we should give him a rest the next day. So plans can change, but you have to factor everything in, including, you know, the league about national TV games and you know, resting on the road. There's a lot that goes into this, and we want to be great partners with the league. We're well aware that, you know, people buy tickets to see our guys play, and in some cases only see our guys play, you know, one time a year, and all these things are factors, but the overriding one is the player's health, for sure, and the league understands that.
So Draymond got a watch. Andre got a watch. I heard there's one with Klay Thompson's name on it waiting for him when you're finally able to get him back into the mix. And that felt like the only incomplete of last night, that Klay could not be there. Is there a fancy timepiece with your name on it in your future, Steve?
I heard it's a Timex, but, you know, or maybe a Swatch.
A Swatch watch with a nice plastic guard to keep it scratch-free?
Yes, yes, yes. That's,
nice.
That's what I've heard. I'm not sure, but... No, you just said it. I mean, what the missing piece of last night was Klay and his presence. I mean, what he has meant to the Warriors, what he's meant to Steph's career, what he's meant to the three-point shot in the evolution of the NBA game. Klay should have been there, and you know, I thought about him a lot last night, and it just, you know, bummed me out just thinking about how much he has lost the last couple of years, not just, you know, in terms of games played, but, you know, experiences with his teammates. And last night was a special moment. And I know he would have loved to have been there. And the fact that he missed it is painful for him. So it's we can't wait to get him back. That's going to be the next special moment in this season. You know, last night was unbelievably special. I think Klay's return will be even more so, you know, when he comes back, you know, whenever that is in the next few weeks. So can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah. Now, absence makes the heart grow fonder, and we've missed Clay more than Steph misses threes. So that'll, you know, that is going to be very, very special. And if you don't mind me saying here at the very end, Steve, congratulations. I think Team USA has aligned itself with a pretty nice future as you as their head coach, and that has to be an incredibly important to you. It feels like you've been being groomed for this, and I don't think that they could have settled on a better name or candidate to steer this team and this country into Paris in 2024 when that happens. If you're interested in what will be at the time a slightly overweight 48-year-old ball boy, please keep my name somewhere in your drawer.
Got it. I cannot comment on your statement, but yes, I will. I will keep that in mind.
I'm on the list. It feels good. Steve, thank you very much for joining us, and we would love to wish you the safest possible trip before you get home, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Talk to you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.